Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world, and welcome to the Sales Players Podcast. Hey everybody, this is David White, your podcast host, as usual here on the Sales Players Podcast. Today is a very important milestone for a lot of you sales players out there, because it marks one of my favorite times of the year. Nope, it's not Christmas. It's the last week of the quarter. So no doubt many of you are out there right now chasing business and trying to get those last deals over the line. Now, it's also this time of the year when some of you seem to think that the general sort of unwritten sales laws go out of the window, and you start using aggressive tactics to try and close deals. Now, I'm not going to say you shouldn't use a little bit aggressive tactics, because sometimes that's required to get a deal over the line. But my one message to you today is, before you attempt to go out and squeeze your prospective customers to sign the contract, ask yourself this: have you earned the right to ask for the business? That means, have you provided your prospect with everything they need to make a decision? Do they actually have a contract to sign? Have you remembered to do that? Because it's quite surprising how many of you don't. Can they actually sign it? Or is this actually in somebody else's hands? That's also important to know. If so, is that a process your personal contact can control or influence at all? Because if it isn't, you shouldn't be pushing and squeezing, because it's just going to ruin your relationship for no purpose. All of these things are critical to ask before you start pushing your prospect to sign the deal. If everything is in place, fair enough. Get on that phone, and I said phone, not email, get on the phone and ask if they're ready to sign. If they're not, ask them what they need from you in order to do so. So don't be afraid to squeeze. I'm not saying you shouldn't squeeze, but do not, I repeat, do not do this unless you are sure you have earned the right to do so and provided your prospects with everything they need. Because remember, if you push a prospect who can't actually sign the deal, they might not have the power to sign off, but they do have the power to call off. Okay, so they can influence the decision not to go ahead. All right, so just remember that. That's the only message I had. That's all for today. Good luck with the end of the quarter. I hope you all smash it. And we'll, of course, no doubt, be back soon. Take care.